This one is called Farmer. And just north of this cornfield, there is a college. The university has bought up the property right to the edge of its land. And at that university, there's a man studying plant biology. He wants to do research in food genetics, create the perfect ear of corn. And the farmer knows this. All he wanted was to be able to make a living, maybe save up enough so his kid could walk over to campus every morning, maybe meet some new kids. The government assistance has run out, and the state wants to push the school south an extra mile, put up a research lab, another dormitory. And the government assistance has run out, and the drought has done nothing good for his field anyway. And the doctors say that the lump under his shoulders from the sun. All of these years, he would wake up early on Sundays to work, and he would find tire tracks from souped-up cars digging into his property edge. Kids living beer cans, junk food wrappers, condoms. And he would pick up what he could. In the upcoming years, would his little boy do this to someone else? And this was his labor. He had sown the seeds, the plants, running, hurtling, the rolling hills, sprinting in uniform like they're in a marathon. And at the all the way to the edge of this property, that the green sign there reads 1800 South, all the way to the end is his life. His little earth in straight rows, like the peas on a son's plate when he plays with his food. And now the rows of corn are less straight, as if in recent years he didn't care. This year it's the worst yet. He didn't bother with right chemicals, and there are weeds in between the rows. The grass next to his house is almost up to his waist, and he's awake now. It's 4 in the morning, and he's wandering out at all, and he's almost crazy. The grass waves, almost staggers, like him. And he thinks, let the weeds grow.